The gates at Iran's embassy in Ottawa are shut and locked. Canada officially cut diplomatic relations with the country yesterday, and that's left many Iranian Canadians and others wondering why the government made such a bold and abrupt move. Our next guest is here to help make sense of it all. Nader Hashemi is the director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Denver, and he joins me now. So, you know, relations between, going back to what you said about the terms that were used, the greatest threat to. A lot of those words were being brought up again yesterday, but the question was timing. Nothing has changed. Stephen Harper made those comments on the CBC even months back. Why do you think this is happening now?
Yeah, that's a good question. The why now question is always important. I think one has to go back to about 1 week when Iran organized a summit of non-aligned countries, where about two-thirds of the states in the United Nations and the international system sent representatives there, including the UN Secretary General. And there was a lot of political lobbying on behalf of the United States, and specifically on behalf of the State of Israel, for these countries not to go there, to isolate Iran diplomatically, to break off diplomatic relations. And most countries in the international system did not follow the advice and the recommendations of Israel and the United States. And so I think this is a quid pro quo. There's a tug of war diplomatically on a global level between Iran and its allies and Israel and the United States and its allies over the question of Iran. Iran was able to bring together about two-thirds of the states in the international system. And I suspect, but I can't prove this, that I suspect someone from the government of Israel called up the Harper government and said, look, we need you to back us. We need you to sort of take a step here. And unfortunately, it seems like, you know, Canadian foreign policy with respect to the Middle East is actually being written in Israel and not in Ottawa because of this right-wing shift in Canada's foreign policy toward the Middle East under Harper. So I think that's really the background sort of tug-of-war diplomatic sort of struggle between Iran and its allies in the international system and the United States and Israel and its allies in the international system. So I think that's really the key context that explains, in my view, the why now question.
Right.